In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is never stopping.
I wonder if any of you have wondered this morning how many times you have blinked since you got up. I wonder if any of you have counted the number of breaths that you have taken since you arose from sleep this morning. Probably not, because these are not the kinds of things in life that we typically keep count of. They are second nature to us. They're involuntary acts, but yet they form the very foundation of life. And there are qualities of the spiritual life which should operate in the same manner, become second nature to us. They become a foundation of the spiritual life, and they operate, and they're at work, sometimes even when we're not really consciously thinking about them. And gratitude and humility are two of those essential qualities that must be part of our spiritual foundation. The spiritual life, though we might draw from this example, the spiritual life isn't exactly like the physical life. Because if we think about it, if we stopped blinking or if we stopped breathing, we would recognize consequences rather quickly. But in the spiritual life, when our foundation is off, if we're missing things like gratitude or humility, we can still move on. We can still live our life. We can even do good things and give the appearance of having spiritual health. Yet, when we do these things without a proper foundation, everything is in peril. And today we need to return to check our foundation, so to speak. And we need to do this from time to time. And that is, after all, what this Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee is all about. It's a Sunday for us to meditate on this gospel text and to see if gratitude and to see if humility are truly in their proper place in our life. Have they formed that foundation in our life? The Pharisee began his prayer with thanksgiving. And that's an appropriate thing. It's always a good thing to start with giving thanks. But the problem is not that he gave thanks, but rather how he gave thanks. Because if you look carefully, what does he thank God about? He thanks God that I. And what should he have prayed? He should have been praying and giving thanks that God has done these things. I thank you, O Lord, that you have done whatever he wants to thank God for. But rather, he's using that as an opportunity to list his achievements. We need to give thanks. And gratitude needs to be a foundational attitude in our heart. But when we give thanks, we have to do so. When we give thanks to God, we need to give thanks to God for what God has done. And thanksgiving always has to be focused upon God. When we give thanks, we never focus upon ourselves, turning it into an opportunity for us to list our achievements. We do need to take inventory from time to time to acknowledge the good things that are in our life, but we need to acknowledge that God is the source of those good things, and we need to give him thanks. It's easy for us as human beings to be critical or to complain about the stuff in life. We all know this also well. There are so many things in this life that we could complain about or be critical of. But we need to understand that in a sense there is this imaginary scale that if we weighed in all of our complaints and all of our criticisms on one side, and on the other side we put all of our thanksgiving, all the times that we give thanks to God, which way would the scale tip in our life? You see, we should live our life by giving thanks. Our life should be centered on giving thanks to God. And the scale should clearly be tipped in the direction of thanksgiving. We should look for frequent opportunities to give thanks to God. Because after all, there are plenty of things that we should be thankful for. Things that we should be giving thanks to God. But we need to properly give thanks to God for his many blessings. It is a foundational thing in our spiritual health. And giving thanks to God is ultimately what we are made to do. Yet it is one thing that the Pharisee failed to do. Giving thanks to God also reminds us of God's greatness. Seeing God's greatness, we are reminded of our place. He is the awesome creator, and we are his creation. We are also reminded in such moments when we remember God's greatness that we have failed to live up to his expectations. That we have failed to keep his commandments, that we have in fact pursued sinful ways. And what action is proper when we are reminded of the greatness of God? Well, the humbling ourselves. That's what the publican got right. He knew that he was a sinful man. And with his head bowed, he humbled himself. He prayed, merciful, a sinner. And there's no pretense in that prayer. There's no spiritual posturing. There's no boasting. There's no insincerity. It's a prayer. That prayer is a step of humility, a step in the right direction, the step in the direction that the publican needed to go. And we likewise need to take a step in that direction. We need to actively pursue humility. It doesn't come naturally to us, and that's why we actively need to pursue it. If we don't pursue humility, then what happens? We are naturally inclined to pride. We need to embrace humility consistently, doing acts of humility, because pride is always there under the surface, ready to show its ugly head and to seek to dominate our life. But by choosing to humble ourselves, by doing things to humble ourselves, pride is weakened in our lives and it is kept at bay. We need to remember that pride keeps us from God, but humility propels us toward God. God is inclined toward us when we are humble, when we humble ourselves. As Jesus says, if we exalt ourselves, we will be humbled. When we humble ourselves, God exalts us into the heavenly kingdom. Choosing to humble ourselves, it's always better than being humbled. And humility, like thanksgiving, it must be a foundational part of our life. So today we need to check the foundation of our life. We recognize that if a building has a damaged foundation, it is in peril. It is vulnerable. It easily can fall to the ground. And so our spiritual life, in the same way, when our foundation is missing these critical components of thanksgiving and humility, it is vulnerable. And if we rush ahead to do good deeds without having that proper foundation, then those good deeds themselves are in peril. They risk coming crashing down upon us. That was the Pharisee's mistake, after all. He did good deeds without the proper foundation. He lacked a proper thanksgiving. He lacked humility. His abundance could be listed, they all came crashing down. Don't get me wrong, we need to pursue good deeds. That is a season of us. It offers us abundant opportunities to do good. But before we begin, we need to check. In a similar fashion, before we go on a long journey, if we're going on a car trip, we're going to check our car to make sure that the tires are inflated properly, that the oil is there. We're going to fill the tank with gasoline. So in similar manner, we need to take a checkup of sorts and check our foundation today. Our gratitude needs to be with daily thanksgiving to God. And likewise, our humility needs to be in place, choosing to actively, daily, humble ourselves before God. When thanksgiving and humility are a regular part of our life, then they form that foundation for spiritual life and growth. They form a foundation for Great Lent. They form a foundation on which good deeds can indeed stand. Thanksgiving and humility form an unshakable foundation in this world and also in the world to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.